This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
Peter Rosenberg!
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
I'm one of the greatest broadcasters on planet Earth.
And I know that's hearsay here. It's
not hearsay. It's not heresy. Hearsay.
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ENN. I'd like to start off by saying good evening to Michael.
June 22nd, 2012. 2012, 2021.
I'd like to say good evening to Don.
Why are you going to bother checkling?
And I'd like to say, if I can, good evening to everyone.
Michael, Don, are you there?
Oh, yeah, sure. Tell us about it.
Well, I didn't even tell you what I'm telling you about yet.
Can I just stop you for 1 second?
Yeah, you already did.
We all have fun. We all take it places. Sometimes it's a little too much. What you said to Chris Carlin is one of the most hurtful things I've ever heard on the air.
Which I don't even remember it.
That he hosted the wrap-up show, and you said if they had him host, they were one step away from going to a homeless shelter. I mean, Don, actually my knees buckled.
Don, well, I think he was trying to do it in support of you.
Thank you.
No. It was a shot at Chris. I don't want him to support me to hurt Chris.
Don, did you really take that seriously? You don't think that was a joke?
Of course it was a joke, and I don't think Chris Carlin thought 2 seconds about it.
I think Chris is hurt.
It's not like the day Chris came on the show, we all remember it, we won't talk about it, and just attacked me and made me feel like garbage. It wasn't like that.
You two are drifting, let's be honest.
This isn't, like, I don't think, I won't have to text him after the show to apologize like he did to me.
Well, maybe you should.
I don't think so. I don't think he took it seriously. No. He was not who I was referring to when I said any yo-yo, they'll put any yo-yo on that show. I did not mean Chris Carlin. That was the joke. I have heard them just put on, you know, whoever. Not have Michael Kay on the rap. It would be the biggest wrap-up show in the history of wrap-up shows.
Yeah, what are they doing?
You know what? Listen. Don, this has been an interesting experience for me. The entire who wants to talk to you about your project situation.
You know, that's almost a new book.
And when I tell you, and I'm not going to say because I don't want to jinx it, but when I tell you about my publicist wrote me today to tell me a place that we have a bite on, of a place that's interested in doing something. If that were to happen, and I list for you all the places that say no, you'll truly know the whole thing's an absolute crapshoot. It makes no sense. There's no way to even understand the logic. But I'm upset about it, and I will never listen to the wrap-up show again. It helps that I don't have Sirius, but still. Let's move on. Biggest sports news of the day yesterday. This went well beyond sports. Everyone was talking about it. And that was Carl Nassib of the Oakland Raiders, a DN for the Raiders, who last year signed a 3-year, $25 million contract, $16 million guaranteed. I think 2 sacks and a pick on the year. I believe I have that right. Made this announcement on Instagram.
What's up, people? I'm Carl Nassib. I'm at my house here in Westchester, Pennsylvania. Just want to take a quick moment to say that I'm gay. I've been meaning to do this for a while now, but I finally feel comfortable enough to get it off my chest. I really have the best life. I got the best family, friends, and job a guy could ask for. I'm a pretty private person, so I hope you guys know that I'm really not doing this for attention. I just think that representation and visibility are so important. I actually hope that, like, one day videos like this and the whole coming out process are just not necessary. But until then, you know, I'm going to do my best and do my part to cultivate a culture that's accepting, that's compassionate. And I'm going to start by donating $100,000 to the Trevor Project. They're an incredible organization. They're the number one suicide prevention service for LGBTQ youth in America. And they're truly doing incredible things. And I'm very excited to be a part of it, to help in any way that I can. And I'm really pumped to see what the future holds. That's all I have for you guys. I hope you have a great day.
Pretty, pretty cool stuff from Carl Nassib. A lot of support from around the league, by the way. A lot of players weighing in. Saw a nice one from Saquon Barkley. Saw one from the Raiders organization, from the Los Angeles Chargers. Just a lot of people lending their voice and support.
really bothers me that we had a caller earlier who completely whiffed on the interpretation of that video, thinking that he did not want it to go public, which makes me wonder, was there more motivation behind that call? Because there's no way you can misinterpret anything other than the fact that he wants to help people through this message.
Well, yeah, I hear what you're saying. It's
to rip ESPN, ESPN going public with it. He didn't want to do it. Come on. Pay attention, please.
Yep. And for future reference, for anyone else out there listening, if there's something you're trying to keep private, don't make an Instagram video saying exactly the thing that you're trying to keep private. That would be an ineffective measure.
That does happen, though.
Not with an announcement.
Not at that level, but you get a lot of people that will tweet something out and then say, I would like privacy. Well, if you wanted privacy, then why did you tweet it out?
Yeah,
so there are people that are betwixt and between of wanting people to know, but then not wanting to make a big deal out of it, and they just don't know what's going on. But a major announcement like that is done specifically to not get noticed in a sense for his ego, but to get people to feel like they can maybe do what he did. It was important for that to be out there. It's important for ESPN and other outlets to make this a big deal.
Yeah, and let's not forget, I mean, he wanted this to be public to be able to help people out there who, you know. That was the reason.
Yeah.
Andrew, can I ask you a question here?
Sure.
I'd like your ruling on something. Would you say that over the last 2 to 3 months, between Michael and Don, we've been at an all-time high level of them saying betwixt and between?
No.
Have you noticed it?
I have not.
No, it's not a thing.
I'm going to go to the audience out there listening on Twitter. You tell me. I hear betwixt and between, which, by the way, I didn't – Fife Dog – or was Q-Tip said it on a Tribe song when I was young. I never even understood what he was saying. And now I've thought about it so much because it's come up regularly.
I think that's the second time
I've said
it in the
history of the show. I'm sorry that we bother you.
No, but there was no bother.
You know what? If you really want to get into things that are said a lot, he's a great guy, is up there.
Wow. I enjoyed you saying that. I didn't say it once today, by the way, and I'm disappointed. And I'll find a way now.
I love it. I think we should hear it more.
I should. I had a perfect opportunity to say it there about Carl Nassib, but I missed the opportunity. Well, let's go on to someone else who's a great guy, and that is Aaron Boone, who talked about the fact that Higgy is in the lineup and not Gary. Did he think of starting Gary today?
Obviously, I really like the pairing and like the dynamic that they have and think very highly of Higgy, you know, as a catcher. So I kind of look at it as usually lines up to where it kind of makes sense. Like, this is the day. This is the one day, obviously, coming out of an off day where I had some pause and, okay, you know, because I do plan on at some point this season, Gary going back and catching him. If we get in a big spot tonight in the middle of the game, it's a good chance Gary's up there and he's in the game like he was in Buffalo, and that went seamless. So, you know, I have considered it. You know, obviously this series, you know, had I started him today and tomorrow, probably would have had him down for the day game on Thursday going into the Boston series. Now I'm leaning more towards a little bit playing him tomorrow and potentially playing him the day game after the night game into the, so I look at it as he probably has to have a day every turn through anyway. And because the pairing, you know, with Garrett and Higgy has been, you know, so dynamic and because I think highly of Higgy and wanting to get him in there as well, that's the reason.
You know, I'm sure there's a part of Aaron Boone, because I wanted to do it, but he's got to explain everything. Because that's what I wanted to do, everybody, period.
Would you agree with my assessment that Aaron Boone is a great guy?
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes he's caught betwixt and between.
That's a great point. It's actually true.
Somebody says I say right too much.
Right? You do right?
Well, just because sometimes I don't know if you're paying attention.
That, by the way, yeah, you know what? It's a great point. But most of the time when I'm talking, I assume Michael is checked out. Especially if I open a pack of cards. He just leaves the show.
But you know that going in now. So if you do it, that means you don't care.
Right. Or that's what I want. I want to lose him for a little bit. So I bust out a pack of cards. Actually, I'm opening a pack of cards on Instagram tonight. You guys excited about that?
Oh, you know what? Is there some way I could get that? Because I'm going to be on the air. Can I get like a...
You know what? I'm glad you asked. The Instagram account that asked me to come on. Actually, they have 14,000 followers, these guys. They're called Give Me a Break NYC. Give Me a Break NYC, and I'm going to be opening some cards with them.
Can you please send that to me?
Yeah,
I really would love to see it. Yeah.
You want me to send it to your assistant or directly to you?
No, me. I don't have an assistant.
You should.
By the way, can I give you the Mets starting lineup since everybody waited for it?
Please.
Jeff McNeil at second. Francisco Lindor at short. Billy McKinney in right. Dominic Smith at first. James McCann catches. Kevin Pillar on left. Luis Guillorme at third. Albert Almora Jr. in center. And Marcus Stroman will pitch and bat ninth. Against
so
the
Braves. No Conforto.
And no Alonso. Mm.
Did you see the beautiful picture, Michael, of Juanito, DJ Juanito, holding up your book?
Good man. You know, I take back everything I thought about him.
He's DJ Juanito.
Yeah. Look at that. Advertising your book to different markets all over the globe.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now, I mentioned yesterday, speaking of great guys, that Jake Asman had Don LaGreca on his program there out of Houston. And Don was asked the foxhole question about who he would want in the foxhole with him that Michael was asked on the program as well.
I mean, Michael, for everything he's done for my career, Buttle has been like a father figure to me. I mean, I lost my dad when I was in my late 20s, and then, you know, I started working with Greg shortly after that, and he's been such a mentor to me from a football standpoint, always there for me, always comes to my Chasso softball charity event. Grassa, I've known him for going on 20 years. I'm close to him. I'm very fortunate. I got a lot of people that I can choose from. But notice I'm not mentioning my wife, Nancy, who I love and adore and I've known forever, but I'm not mentioning her as one of the people. But it would probably be down to those three. And if I'd probably go with Greg because, you know, you throw the foxhole analogy out there, and that's assuming that there's got a lot of heavy lifting ahead, right? And I don't know if Michael or Dan can handle the heavy lifting the way Greg could. So I would say because of how close I am to him and just how effective he would be in the foxhole, I think I'd go with Buff.
Blah, blah, blah.
Well, I think that was articulate. It was well-spoken. It hit right.
Yeah, that was exactly what you're supposed to do. He nailed it. He didn't go, well, I'd have my wife, Nancy, in there because me and Nance just like to spend time together. I mean, no. People understand what you mean. Who's your
Nancy
dog?
Nancy would not be the person he should choose because I get the vibe she doesn't like him right now. She's not going to help him get out of the foxhole.
By the way, there was more to it, Peter, but I think I really hit it in the part that wasn't in there. But the reason you don't pick your wife is because she's under contract. You make a contract; it's in the vows.
It's a waste. You're wasting.
But a friend is someone that nobody calls up to break up a friendship. It's just that because there's no contract. You're there because you want to be there. That's the difference.
It's so offensive when you say it's a contract.
No, but if
Jody and I weren't married, we'd still be together.
No, but then that'd be different. But I'm just saying is that your wife being there for you, that's a given. That's what a wife does. That's why she became your wife. But a friend, the fact that they can come and go so easily but don't makes it more real in the sense of a foxhole and to say best friend.
Don, do you really believe what Michael just said, Captain Literal Man himself, that if him and Jody weren't married, they'd still be together?
I'm not talking about Nancy.
You think he'd be pointing at the contract and going, well, you know, according to this, we're not actually married. I don't know, Captain Literal Man. I don't know.
Thank you for playing that because I'd never been more proud of anything I've ever said.
And this just in, I just got a note here. It came my way just now. A note from the Marconi people. You've been nominated for that. So it was as great as you said. Let's hear. Brooks Koepka was on SportsCenter, and he was asked if he could repair his relationship with Bryson DeChambeau.
There's not much to talk about. You know, everything that's gone on, it's been one of those things. You know, this whole thing started basically because of him. So I'll leave it at that, and we'll see. But I don't see us having dinner or drinks at Michelob Ultra just to settle it.
That's how I feel about you two now.
Yeah, that was it, huh?
See, I hung out with my brother, so I have all the vernacular down, right? Is this a work Or is it a shoot, brother?
You don't have to say brother, but is it a shoot? I'm starting to think it's starting to feel more like a work to me.
Yeah.
Honestly, the more the media gets excited about it, and it's like, oh, Kepka DeChambeau, we have something,
golf needs. This is exactly what golf needs.
You know what it is, Don? It's Chris Farley, you know, in the diner describing to David Spade what he does to a sale. That's what the golf media is doing to DeChambeau and Kepka.
Well, you know what?
I love my little pet. I kill it. That's what they're killing it. They are killing Kepka and DeChambeau.
Squeezing
the fun life out of it. Sorry, Michael.
Well,
go ahead.
The thing that makes me think that it could be a work, they have bonuses in their contract if they're popular. I don't know how they rate popular, but they might have gotten together and said, let's get this bonus. You know, I guess it's the most times you have hits on Twitter or views or whatever the case may be. When you hear about that and they just instituted it, it makes you think it could be a work.
Yeah, I'm with you, Michael.
Scottie Pippen weighed in on Kevin Durant's performance in the playoffs.
Six-time I love when NBA, you say weighed in.
The NBA champion said that KD could take some notes from LeBron. Quote, James is a complete team player who understands team and winning. Has Durant gotten to that level yet? He went home. I think he still has something to learn in terms of what it takes to will a team to victory. I feel like Durant has always been this player, but I see a lot of talk now going on about has he surpassed LeBron James. Surpassing LeBron James takes a little bit more than an individual effort. Can I just say, I don't think there's any person who's saying that historically Kevin Durant has surpassed LeBron James. I think everyone's saying right now that Kevin Durant is clearly the best player in the NBA. I don't think anyone. Andrew, do you think people are saying has he surpassed LeBron James overall?
So I think some people are.
Like in the conversation, when you're talking Kobe, MJ, LeBron, Wilt, people are putting KD now past
all time. Like, well, look, if you're saying Durant all time is better than LeBron, then you're basically saying that Durant is a top two player all time.
I mean, top three all time.
No one is saying that. No, I thought you meant right now.
Yeah, no, right now people are saying it. That's fair. But I don't think anyone's saying it in an all time sense. Another Andrew related story here. Daryl Morey says that 25 or 26 teams would love to be in the Sixers situation. You want to hear from this guy, Andrew?
Sure.
Here's Morey.
Really, 25 or 26 teams in this league would love to be in our situation with an MVP caliber, top player, an all-star, a near all-star, great young players who are signed for the long term. Good veterans.
Kind of has a little doofy sound to him.
He is a little doofy sounding. And also, he's not completely wrong, but you're skipping the part that makes it hard about this incredibly talented player who appears to not be able to play in important moments.
Right, well, what you're
saying
is...
That's the thing. Besides that, Mrs. Lincoln, how was the show?
Right, there's a lot of teams that would love to be in the situation the Sixers are in. They're called non-playoff teams that can't get there. But the teams that don't want to be in that situation are competing for a championship.
Well said, Don. That'll do it for ENN on this Tuesday, June 22nd.
I'm wondering if we could get Sam Hinkle on at some point, too, because you know, I want him to explain tanking again and the process, because it's worked so well.
Isn't it
right,
Hinky?
Andrew?
Yeah, I'm gonna answer that in the last 15 seconds of the show. I mean, come on, man.
Yeah, that's just not right.
You know what?
You
special guest. Horrifying. Special guest on Carlin's show, Andrew Gunling, to answer that very question. Coming up in a moment. In the words of Billy Joel, life is a series of hellos and goodbyes. I'm afraid it's time for goodbye again. See everybody. Have a great night. Carlin's next.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoons starting at 2 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.